Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10 to 6 British summertime. Well, I suppose the main story today would be oil is down $1.44. That's at $70.45 on the front month contract. And natural gas is relatively firm in here today. It was as low as 6.45 earlier on today, but it's at 6.69 right now, which is down 7 cents on the day. So the main knock-on effect of this lower oil price is that people are extrapolating forward and thinking that since we've had these bullish CPI and PPI figures earlier on this week, and now oil is starting to come off a bit more, then we're going to see lower inflation going forward. So that means that we've had gold coming off quite sharply in here today. It's down $11.13 on the spot rate. That's at $617. Silver is currently right down to nearly $12 in the September contract. That's at 1204. And well, actually, palladium and platinum are relatively steady in here. So actually, I suppose it's a bit of an exaggeration for me to say quite sharply, but what we are seeing is a bit of a weakness creeping into gold in particular, which has sort of traded very much in line with what the oil price is doing. Now, why is oil coming off quite so sharply? Well, I suppose you have the ceasefire in Lebanon, which is certainly helping things, and you had the Prudhoe Bay BP. There was a scare earlier on in the week or last week that they wouldn't be able to pump, but now they are able to pump. So people are saying, well, if it didn't go up an awful lot on that, a bearish news for the oil price, or sorry, bullish news for the oil price, then maybe it'll come down a bit. Now, people are starting to extrapolate forward and say that oil may have reached a medium-term peak, and we certainly can't rule that out. However, there's a significant area of support around $67. It's rallied from there a couple of times already. We'll have to see what it does when it gets around this level, because it could rally from any point here. Iran continues to make waves with their contention that they are not going to stop researching nuclear fuel technology. And I think that the fears that they are going to build a nuclear weapon will increase as we come closer to the end of August, where the UN deadline for them to halt expires. And then we'll see whether the UN is going to actually move and put in sanctions or not. I suspect they're not going to have the votes to be able to do that. China has some extremely large interests in Iran, and I would suspect that they're not going to allow sanctions to be imposed on Iran. And even if they are imposed, I doubt China will abide by them. But that's still a couple of weeks away. And what oil would really need to see is an upward dynamic from somewhere around this level to show us that demand is creeping in along here. And we haven't seen that quite yet. Now, looking at the equity markets. The US was closed well yesterday. It's firm in here again today. Nasdaq is up 16, well, nearly 17 points on the composite. That's 0.8%. The S&P is up 4 points, and the Dow Jones is up nearly 43 points. So firm in here. And considering we've had 2 good days already, these US markets are starting to look a bit better. Now, the European markets were relatively firm in here today. They're all up on the day. But I would say steady more than firm, I think, is a better word. Because the FTSE was up 3 points, the DAX was up 20 points, which is a third of 1%, so the IBEX was up about the same. So relatively steady in here, consolidating, well, holding on to the gains that they've had over the last couple of days, and still looking quite firm. I think the star in Asia today was Australia. That was up nearly 2%, up 94 points. You'll see the chart in the interesting chart section. And that is starting to look really a bit better in here. It had been trading in a very tight range, just over the 5,000 level, for the last couple of weeks. And provided it holds above the lows that were put in during that consolidation, I think we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt, particularly when we see what's happened across in commonality with all other developed markets. The bond market was is firm in here as well. Sorry, steady, I should say, excuse me. Treasuries are just down 3 points in here. They were as high as 109.23 earlier on, down to 109.07 right now. So giving it up a little bit in here. But the gilts and bunds, they're both steady in here as well today. So they're holding on to their gains that they've had over the last couple of days. And until we see the next inflation scare, I think the government bonds are going to be quite steady. Now, coffee, I'll talk a little bit about some of the other commodities. Lumber was limit up today. I hadn't realized that until just before I started recording the audio. There was only a $20 limit on it per day, so it can't really rally very much, and it's been limit up for the last couple of hours. So that could easily be a bottom in here if we get a couple of more days like this. What it really needs to do though is to break the progression of lower highs within this downtrend, and it hasn't done that quite yet, so I don't think we can say with any real confidence that this downtrend is over, but it's certainly limit up today, which is good news for anyone bullish of this commodity. Coffee is up 12 in here. It's been quite volatile in here today. It was up to 1577 earlier on and has been as low as 1488. It's up 12 right now at 1512. I think the exchange introduced, I think they quadrupled the margin limit on coffee, and that usually has the desired effect of taking the wind out of the sail of any commodity that happens with. So it might be consolidating around here, but right now you have two big tails on the candles, which is saying that there is demand, sorry, supply over the market, and it really would need to start pushing up through those highs to really reassert this uptrend. Other than what we're currently seeing over the last couple of days is certainly a consolidation. And the other commodity that's worth having a look at is sugar. And I'll just pull up the US contract, because I believe that may still be trading. And sugar broke down again today. It's at 12.23 in the US. That's down 42 cents. When you look at the weekly chart, and you'll find that in the chart library, you'll see that has a progression of lower highs and has broken down from a relatively significant level of support around sort of between $14 and $15, which had been the more or less the bottom of the range. So that looks like it could come off quite a bit more. I had been hoping that it would rally up a bit to open a short position, but it hasn't done that, and I'm a bit afraid it's getting away from me now. But it does look like it's going to come lower. Other than that, currencies are relatively steady in here as well. The euro is pretty much unchanged on the day at 128.42. The yen is at 115.74, so these are relatively unchanged. New Zealand dollar has moved up a little bit relative to the US dollar, and you'll find that chart in the interesting chart section. But if there's anything else we can help you out with, or any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact me, and have a good evening.